southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, decreasing clouds, temperatures in the mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 69. Thursday night, clear at 41. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 56.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you, the State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
With your Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett. Kansas collected nearly $13 million less in revenues than anticipated in October. The latest disappointing report yesterday came a week before an election determines whether voter discontent with Governor Sam Brownback will cost his fellow Republicans seats in the legislature. The State Department of Revenue's report marked the sixth consecutive month of lower-than-expected tax collections. Brownback said it's another sign of a rural recession. Republican Governor Sam Brownback has joined the effort to oust a majority of the Kansas Supreme Court's justices through his PAC, despite saying that he would not get involved. The latest campaign finance report for Roadmap PAC, formed by Brownback, showed that it donated a total of $65,000 for Kansans for Life in September and October. Brownback says the donation was intended to show his support for the anti-abortion movement. Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF paper 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Law enforcement investigators believe an Olmutz man found dead in his vehicle in a field off a Barton County roadway Monday night may have suffered from a medical issue. The Barton County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of what appeared to be a deceased person in a vehicle near Galatia about 10:15 Monday night, according to a release from the Barton County Sheriff's Office. After arriving at the scene about a mile east of Galatia, Barton County deputies discovered the body of 66-year-old Bruce Ehrlich of rural Olmutz. The man was discovered in a Ford pickup truck a short distance from the roadway in a wheat stubble field. The sheriff's office says the investigation indicates Mr. Ehrlich may have had medical issues while driving, and foul play is not suspected at this time. An earthquake in Oklahoma shook a few Kansas residents last night. A magnitude 4.5 earthquake occurred shortly before 11:30 near Pawnee, Oklahoma, about 70 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. Social media reports indicated the quake could be felt as far away as Kansas City and St. Joseph, Missouri. Mid-America Network News.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good morning, I'm Rick Everett. A 28-year-old Omaha man has been sentenced to life in prison for strangling a longtime family friend in her home last year. Matthew Kidder sentenced yesterday to a mandatory life term after a jury convicted him earlier this year of first-degree murder and use of a deadly weapon. Police say Kidder raped and strangled 28-year-old Jessica Nelson on June 25th of last year. Her body was found in her bathtub the next day. Stores in White Clay, Nebraska will have to reapply for liquor licenses and face tough requirements to continue selling millions of cans of beer to residents of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation across the border in South Dakota. The Nebraska Liquor Control Commission yesterday ordered all four beer-selling stores in the northwestern Nebraska border village to reapply if they want to retain their liquor licenses after this year. Mid-America Network News.
Get Black Friday savings on appliances right now at the Home Depot. Save up to 40% on appliance special buys from brands like LG and Samsung. Buy two or more qualifying major appliances and save up to an additional $450. This is why nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Get Black Friday savings now with up to 40% off appliances only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply. Valid through November 30th. See store for details.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. It's a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Jennifer got a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A 24-year-old Beatrice man, Vicente Rodriguez, reported missing Saturday morning, was found dead south of Holmesville near the Big Blue River Saturday afternoon. The death has been ruled a suicide, according to the Gage County District Attorney's Office. Rodriguez was last seen Thursday afternoon. His vehicle was found on a minimum maintenance county road about a quarter mile north of where the body was discovered, along the river near a fishing spot in the trees. Seneca police had been alerted when he was reported missing. His mother lives in Seneca. The man was working and staying in Beatrice. Cake TV in Wichita is reporting that an El Dorado teacher, who has previous ties as a teacher and coach at Marysville, has been charged with child sex crimes. Mike Melcher, a coach in the USD 490 El Dorado School District, is charged with one count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child and one count of electronic solicitation of a child. Court records obtained by Cake TV indicate that Melcher is accused fondling or touching a child under the age of 14 and that the incident is alleged to have occurred in September. He is also accused of soliciting a child under 14 for sex. A court appearance is set for November 28th at 2:30 p.m. for Mike Melcher of El Dorado. A Plymouth man, Alan Jurgens, age 55, died last Thursday around noon when he fell from a moving vehicle which ran over him in Beatrice. His wife, Tracy Jurgens, age 49, was turning off Beaver Avenue onto South 6th Street. There were no other passengers. An autopsy was requested. An investigation into the accident continues. A car reported stolen in Marysville Saturday, October 22nd, was recovered 3 days later in Salina. Courtney Kennedy was parked at 201 North 9th and went into a movie at the Astro Theater. The keys were left in the vehicle, which was missing at 11 p.m. when Kennedy returned. It was discovered Tuesday in Salina. Robert L. Hearn, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Robert Hearn. Robert Kinniston, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Robert Kinniston. Ralph Squeak Helmer, age 83, of rural Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 6 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ralph Squeak Helmer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken Malibu, potato wedge, coleslaw, and pears. Tomorrow, Hawaiian meatballs, wheat bread, rice, green beans, and rhubarb crisp. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a frontal system moving across the central parts of the Midwest, it does look like we'll see a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the rest of this Wednesday. Not a huge chance. Decreasing clouds as we head into tonight. Then quiet weather as we head into Thursday through the beginning of the weekend as a high pressure system will build across the area. So looking at the forecast in a bit more detail, throughout the rest of the day, like I said, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, decreasing clouds with a low near 44. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 69. Thursday night, clear skies with a low near 41. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 70. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 46. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early November 62, record high on this date 82 in 1990. The average low 39, the record low was 20 in 1991. Sunset this evening 6:20, sunrise in the morning at 7:53. Mostly cloudy, 59 degrees in Marysville this morning. A few light scattered showers out in central Kansas, mostly north of I-70, extending from Salina west toward Hayes. Winds are calm this morning. That's check of the news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Cubs force a Game 7 in the World Series. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Cubs came into Cleveland looking to force that Game 7. Shortstop Addison Russell had 95 RBIs this year and drove in four more with this swing.
Swinging a high fly ball. This one's hit a long way. Left center field. That's a grand slam. Russell blows it open. He's got six RBIs.
The call on ESPN Radio, the Cubs called on Aroldis Chapman in the seventh inning, raising question marks across the league. But it did not matter for manager Joe Maddon or the Cubs in this one.
Popped up. This could be the ball game. Shallow left. Bryant and Russell are there. Russell's got it. And this World Series is going to have a seventh game tomorrow night.
The call on WSER, the Cubs beat the Indians 9-3, forcing a Game 7 tonight in Cleveland. With more on the World Series, here's ABC's Kevin Powell.
Three runs in the first and a grand slam by Addison Russell in the fourth was all the Cubs really needed in their 9-3 Game 6 win.
It's been a very well-contested series. Both sides have played really good baseball.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon, it all comes down to Game 7 at Progressive Field.
That's pretty special.
Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant, who hit a solo homer in the first. And here's Cleveland manager Terry Francona on the final game of the year.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's a really important game to
Kevin Powell, ABC News, Cleveland.
Switching to the NBA, the Cavaliers hosted the Houston Rockets. Kyrie Irving did it all for the Cavs in this one, including down the stretch in the fourth.
Houston clock. Irving will. He's on the right side. The crowd rises to its feet. 10 is on the shot clock. 35 seconds on the game clock. Irving unloads a long three. Hey, canceled. Oh, my.
The call on WMMS. The Cavaliers beat the Rockets in a thriller, 128-120. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school football action Thursday night. Hanover Wildcats advanced to second round action in the eight-man playoffs, defeating St. John's Tipton 38-12. Hanover will kick off in Hutchinson versus Central Christian Saturday. Central Christian defeated Lebo 108-62. In other eight-man action, Pike Valley took Wakefield 54-8. Class 3A, Norton ended Marysville's season again this year. Norton 28, Marysville 20 the final. As Norton advances to face Hoisington on Saturday, Marysville's season comes to an end at 7-3. Other scores Thursday, North Nemahal Central over Pleasant Ridge 61-6, Sabetha took Mar Hill 62-28, Rouseville over Perry LeCompton 41-14, Osborne defeated Clifton Clyde 64-16.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer turned lower in October, dropping to an index reading of 92. That's the lowest reading since last March. That's also the lowest index since data collection began back in October of 2015. Producers' expectations of the long-term health of the ag economy dove in October, the index of future expectations dropping to 95 in October, down from 109 in September, and it peaked in July at 121. Producers responding to the survey very pessimistic about the ag economy over the next year. 79% of respondents expect tough financial times over the next year, an 11-point jump from the September survey. Price expectations for corn and soybean between now and next year mixed. One-third of producers expect corn prices to exceed $4 a bushel between now and July 17. 30% of respondents expect July 2017 soybean prices to exceed $10 a bushel, but 27% of respondents expect corn prices below $3, and 25% expect soybean prices below $8 a bushel. Producers also plan to make management changes next year because of the economy. 46% of respondents plan to lower fertilizer rates. 35% plan to adjust trait packages in their seed varieties. American Soybean Association President Richard Wilkins responding to what he called the inaccuracies and false conclusions in an article written by the New York Times about yield benefits and pesticide use when cultivating GMOs. He said the article lacks any reference of reduced or eliminated tillage as a result of increased use of GMOs. He said the GMO technology provides weed control without the tilling of soil multiple times. This fact has allowed farmers to increase the use of conservation tillage practices as well as reduce soil erosion and improve water quality. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Updates, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning.
Well, this corn and soybean harvest is headed toward completion. Lots of talk about big yields and potential record harvest. Greg Hudek is a technical services representative with Bayer. He says not to get too excited about corn.
You know, bushels per acre are less than we probably anticipated. In the yields that I've seen, maybe off 20 bushels from what people were expecting, but still good average yields, but nothing spectacular.
Our bean yields
have been very good, very impressive, probably, you know, above what we've currently seen historic yield-wise. So I think our bean yields look good, corn yields maybe average.
The United States Department of Agriculture says 93% of Kansas corn has been harvested up until this point, 75% of the soybeans. In Nebraska, 69% of the corn crop is in the bin, 91% of Nebraska soybeans have been harvested up until now. In other news, grain handlers are anticipating an uptick in orders for feed wheat, which should allow them to move excess wheat inventories as farmers bring in those potentially record fall harvests. A new report from CoBank says low wheat prices and oversupply means wheat is destined to become a staple in livestock feed for at least the next year or so. A CoBank economic expert says because of low prices, wheat will, quote, remain competitive with other feed grains for the foreseeable future, end quote. Current USDA forecasts indicate that wheat feeding and residual use will climb to 260 million bushels in 2016, up from 152 last year. Ag News Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Amazing Black Friday offers are here during the Ford year-end event. There's never been a better time to shop America's most awarded brand. Get $1,000 Black Friday bonus cash on top of all other great offers. Or check out special year-end lease deals across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford Edge, Explorer, and the Build Ford Tough F-150. Amazing deals on amazing vehicles. Save big on Ford, America's best-selling brand. During the Ford year-end event, get $1,000 Black Friday bonus cash on top of all other great offers. Or check out special year-end lease deals across the entire Ford lineup. See your local Ford dealer today. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, F-150 Raptor, Focus RS, Ford GT. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 11/30/2016. Most awarded claim based on a cumulative total of recognized corporate, national, and regional awards for the 2015 model year using Ford methodology. Sales claim based on the 2015 calendar year sales.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Soybeans have joined corn and wheat in becoming a global crop. And in fact, areas where we used to sell a lot of beans are now competing with us. More about that after this.
If you're frustrated by slow drains, or if you find yourself standing in water when you take a shower, the cause could be hair and soap scum buildup. Well, speed up your drains and solve your problem with Wink Hair Clog Blaster. Don't call the plumber. Pick up Wink Hair Clog Blaster instead. Wink Hair Clog Blaster. It does the job for you. Be sure to check out all the products offered by visiting their website at Wink. WHINK.com.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel.
As harvest winds down here in the United States, another big record crop expected for beans. The bean industry has expanded globally, and places like Ukraine, which used to buy beans from us, are now big producers of it. Brian Split is an analyst with Allendale Incorporated and says times have changed.
Right, and the Black Sea region as a whole has become a major competitor in grain production. And one of the things that we also have to realize is that domestically, the American producer is above and beyond all the producers throughout the rest of the world. So the technology that we're using, and there's a lot of catch-up work to be done. And I think that that also speaks to the other side of the argument that, yes, the human population around the globe is growing year after year after year. But we've got a lot of strides to make in agricultural technology through the rest of the world that we could see that production increase as well as the population increases.
Of course, prices are still low, and as we head toward the winter season, there has been a lot of concern expressed by bankers and others in the agriculture business and agriculture lending business about balance sheets and how they're going to look as we head toward the spring and planting. What have you heard, Brian?
Well, there's been speculation, and it seems like for the past 2 years, that the bankers may tighten the purse strings a little bit and force producers into a little bit more aggressive soybean planting because the input costs are less. so it doesn't require the same investment. Whether or not that comes to fruition this year, I don't know, but it does seem that the concern from the banker side is growing. And so as we get into the acreage mix-up for next year, you know, we have to consider that we're not very far off the December 17 contract at this time to where the D16 contract was this time last year. So with prices near $4, and if we see corn continue to gain in the short term, I suspect there could be another acreage problem next year where we just have too many acres, and that will leave it very difficult to get a really good shot at marketing at higher prices. So it might be a similar setup to the last 2 years where you get one shot during summer, and that shot might be there for a week or two, and then it's gone.
Brian Split of Allendale Incorporated, back after this.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, mostly cloudy, 59 degrees. Cooler temperatures on tap today. We may not even see 70 with a scattered chance for showers.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good morning. I'm Rick Everett. Chiefs running back Jamal Charles going back on injured reserve after developing swelling in his surgically repaired right knee. A person familiar with the decision has stated that to the Associated Press. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity Tuesday because the Chiefs had not yet announced the move. The designation means the four-time Pro Bowl running back will miss at least 8 weeks so he could return for the end of the regular season and the playoffs, potentially. Charles only had 12 carries for 40 yards in 3 games this season. The Chiefs already thin at running back after Spencer Ware sustained a concussion on Sunday. Signed former Titans second-round pick Bishop Sankey on Tuesday. They cut linebackers Sam Barrington and C.O. Moore. Mid-America, Network Sports.
In an industry with many challenges, support from the Kansas independent oil and gas industry and its members create a united voice in Topeka and Washington.
Alan Curtis of Cressel Oil.
The main thing is they're the voice of the Kansas oil to the legislative, the judicial branches. It takes our voice to them. We wouldn't be able to have an influence.
Your membership helps play a significant role in the political battles and the court of public opinion.
And when the rules and regulations change, they have a newsletter and website that we can go to. Also, the burden of tax issues, and they're very strong in that.
As a member of the Kansas independent oil and gas industry, you become an integral part of Cuyahoga's voice of how the industry works for voters.